From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP says it's collecting increasing amounts of oil from the leaking wellhead at the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico, but the volume and pressure of that oil flow have forced the company to put off its attempt to close all four vents on the containment dome now in place over the well, because BP says it does not have enough capacity to process all the oil being diverted to ships on the surface. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says reducing and eventually stopping the oil flow is just one of a host of challenges facing the company and the government.
We're fighting on three fronts: the subsea, the surface area above the well where the oil is coming up, and when it gets to shore, we're fighting a battle there. This is a siege. It's going to go on for a long time.
Allen told CBS by long time he meant at least into early fall and perhaps much longer. NPR's Brian Mann is in Grand Isle, Louisiana, and he's finding that residents there are increasingly frustrated by the pace of the oil cleanup.
Keith Matern raises sugarcane just north of here and owns a house on Grand Isle. He stands on the beach next to a bright orange containment boom.
Tide water has undermined the barrier, and oil has gotten on the protection side of the barrier. Nobody's fixing it.
Matern says he's glad BP is sucking up more oil as it escapes the well pipe out on the ocean floor, but he says the crews working in white contamination suits here are overwhelmed.
I'm a little disgusted at what I see on the beach cleanup. Trying to use people and shovels to clean up this beach, which is seven and a half miles long. In today's technology, there's got to be quicker ways to get this oil up.
Cleanup crews here, who say they can't talk to the media, are working in 90-degree heat with no shade. This is just one tiny piece of the contaminated Gulf Coast. Brian Mann, NPR News, Grand Isle, Louisiana.
North Korea's reclusive leader Kim Jong-il was watching as the country's parliament rubber-stamped a shake-up of top government officials today. NPR's Louisa Lim in Shanghai reports among those replaced was the country's premier, who runs North Korea's stagnant economy.
No reasons were given for the change, but given the premier's responsibility for economic policy, the move could be linked to last year's disastrous currency reforms. The new premier will be Cho Yong-rim. 80-year-old Cho is a longtime confidant of late leader Kim Il-sung. Another new appointment was the promotion of Kim Jong-il's brother-in-law, Jang Song-taek, to the vice chairman of the all-powerful National Defense Commission, which controls the military. Analysts have seen Jang as a key player in planning for the succession of the ailing North Korean leader. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Israel's navy has killed four Palestinian militants who were wearing diving gear when they were spotted on a boat off the coast of the Gaza Strip. An Israeli military spokesman says the four were planning to carry out an attack, but he did not name a target. The incident comes a week after Israeli forces killed nine activists on vessels that were trying to breach the Gaza blockade. This is NPR News from Washington. Work crews using chainsaws to clear debris from the tornado that tore across a 10-mile-long stretch of land south of Toledo, Ohio, over the weekend. The National Weather Service says the twister had winds of up to 165 miles an hour. The tornado destroyed at least 50 homes and damaged dozens of others. Also destroyed was a high school, which was pounded to the ground just hours before its scheduled graduation ceremony. Veteran White House reporter Helen Thomas has agreed to cancel her planned commencement address at a high school just outside the nation's capital. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports Thomas is stepping aside after the school raised concerns about some recent controversial comments she made about Israel and the Palestinians.
Walt Whitman High School Principal Alan Goodwin wrote in an email on Sunday to students and parents that the school is in the process of selecting another speaker to replace Helen Thomas because of her recent comments about Israel. The Hearst newspaper columnist and former UPI White House correspondent issued an apology on her website for saying Israelis should, quote, get the hell out of Palestine, end quote, suggesting they travel to Germany, Poland, or the U.S. Her remarks were recorded on video by an interviewer for the website rabbilive.com on May 27th. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Two New Jersey men are scheduled to appear in federal court in that state today after being arrested at New York's JFK Airport yesterday, where they were set to board flights to Somalia by way of Egypt. The two are charged with conspiring to commit acts of terrorism. They were allegedly planning to fight in Somalia with an extremist group linked to Al-Qaeda. Investigators say the two have been preparing for their training by playing video games and practicing shooting at paintball facilities. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.